Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Mayor Grinch LaToya Cantrell theme song, They Not Like Us. Joining us is Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Breaking news, Michael, banner's down.
It's down? My God. It's just, I mean, that was what I was thinking about with that intro music. It's just what we are going to go through here now is going to be a culture change, a vibe shift. And we just need it, and because the vast majority of the people in the city are not like that. They're not like us. I mean, people want progress. They want to work on the problems, not on the politics. There's such a sense of optimism right now in the city, and these little kind of, petulant eruptions are just, they're a distraction, I guess, at this point, and people are just ready to move forward.
You know, I've raised two children. We've all raised kids. We've all had to deal with the petulant eruptions, you know, at some point in time. I actually thought that was behind me in my life now. If you would have said that I was going to be on radio and that I would experience petulant eruptions again from the mayor of the city of New Orleans, I'd have said you were a fool. But shame on me.
It sounds kind of like that. Sounds kind of like a great '80s new wave band, Petulant Eruptions.
Exactly.
You know, like with a synth. It's just. I think what we're seeing is it's funny. People, because I'm getting pulled into and voluntold, and I'm happy to be part of a lot of the transition elements. And the question I usually get is, either a question or a statement. It's a real mess, isn't it? And I say, well, on one hand, yeah, it is. But on the other hand, the reality is that there's so many elements that have been unmanaged for so long that getting back on track is actually not that hard, because these are not like major structural or systemic problems that will take years to fix. I mean, a very simple example is that the city is excellent at giving parking tickets. I'm probably getting one right now as I'm speaking to you. But I found out, I was talking yesterday, the number's even higher than I thought. We have $130 million of uncollected parking tickets. So we're giving the tickets and we're paying for the people to give the tickets, but then we're not collecting them. And there are examples of this they're just legion. So I'm feeling, I think, justifiably optimistic that getting things back on track with a minimum of pain is going to be possible. And then, after we 80-20 it, we'll get to the harder items. But I think in the first you know, 18 months, I think we're going to be able to see a lot of change fairly easily just by a culture shift, just by recognizing that we really have a management problem, not a money problem.
Yeah, and I would agree. We're going to have to manage our expectations. I think people want things to happen quickly. And I think kind of the outcry about this today is an example. People are like, come on, man. I mean, why can't you let us move on already? I mean, you know, just own the fact that you're out. You know, I mean, I've gone through that process when I resigned and I took this job. I mean, you realize real quickly you are a has-been, right?
Yeah. What do they say? The phone stops ringing.
From the day I announced it to the day I left, it was blatantly evident that I was a has-been.
You are a successful, popular has-been. Does that make it better, Newell? Does that solve the wound?
It's the reality of life. It's a cycle of life. It shouldn't be any big surprise. Grow up. Pull your big girl panties on. I mean, come on. You know, it's just like. And I've said this to you before. Her legacy could have been that she would have had the smoothest transition, the most accommodating transition. The most complimentary transition ever in the history of the city of New Orleans or in the history of the state of Louisiana. But she chose otherwise and just will not let it go, you know, and
it's a burn anyway. But Newell, I was looking at my notes today with you. We got so much good news going on.
Let's get to it.
Ourselves out of the muck and the mire. Let's elevate the people for let's give them an early Christmas.
There you go. Let's beat back the Grinch.
Let's beat back the Grinch.
So this permit office, Helena was talking about what one of the first things that she's tasked her CAO, Joe DeRusso, to do is to get this thing straight.
Yeah, I think that it's a great place to start if you really are interested in helping the city, because when you have a permit process, a license and permit process that doesn't work, you're most directly impacting the small businesses and the minority-owned businesses in the city, because those are the ones that don't have the resources to hire somebody to fix it for them. So it's a real issue of the economy, of social justice, of fairness to get this fixed. And kind of like what we were talking about, I believe, as somebody who's kind of been part of this and seen it, and I've gone through these processes, that the first thing you have to fix, and it's maybe the easiest to fix, is a cultural shift. You have to change the license and permitting process from being a gatekeeping process to being a case management process. Not we're trying to call you out and keep you out, but we're trying to work with you to get you in. And that's something that can start at the top with the mayor-elect and then with CAO Joe DeRusso. Then you got to deal with you have to take advantage of the technological changes that are happening. We're actually working with a group out of Georgetown University, the Beckman Center, that wants to work with us on using AI to streamline the entire process, both for people who are applying and also for the city. And then some of the stuff is just procedural, where you just have to change the way we do things. One of the most frustrating things that happens right now, Kafkaesque things that happens, is that if you have a permit that's going in and you've done one thing wrong, you haven't dotted an I or crossed a T, a lot of times they will kick out the entire permit and put you back to the back of the line when you could have just come in and dotted the, you know, the I or crossed the T and kept on going forward. That's a procedural thing that can be changed. So you're right. We got to manage expectations. It's not going to be overnight. But I think it's eminently doable, even with our antiquated systems and our Byzantine laws.
And as we talk about permits, there's a project that is taking off. We've been waiting for years. It's been an eyesore, in the bywater forever and a day. And it looks like things are happening.
I'm so excited about this project for many reasons. I'm a Bywater resident, so I see it on a regular basis. But the NSA complex has sat there for well over a decade. It's become one of the most dangerous and unsightly blights in the city. It's been a homeless encampment. There's been violence and murder there. The businesses that are near it, like Bacchanal, have had to survive despite it. And so, one, for the neighborhood, I'm thrilled that it's getting done. It's also great that it's going to deliver close to 300 affordable housing units. It's a fantastic place to do it, right there on the river. The building is built like a bunker because it's a former military facility. So it's great to see hundreds of units of housing come online. And then the project that GNO Inc. is specifically engaged in is a technology incubator called NewLab. In my opinion, one of the best in the country. They totally revitalized the Brooklyn Navy Yard up in New York City. They revitalized a 300,000 square foot building next to the old train station in Detroit. They're also in Saudi Arabia. And they're going to be putting a facility there for companies that are in energy or maritime to do prototyping and then feed into our economy. So it's a hell of a turnaround if we can pull it off, and I think that the financing has been lined up, and I'm feeling pretty good about it.
And they're there now, cleaning that site up right now, right?
They've started. Yeah, they're cleaning it out, and you know, there's a lot of recent history in there that needs to be cleaned out. But but look, Brian Gibbs and his team, man, they're straight shooters. They're competent. They love this city. It's great to be partnering with them and the city and LED at the state and the folks at NewLab. And, you know, I think by this time next year, we're going to have a very different situation. And I should mention not only the building, but I had the pleasure yesterday of touring with Ron Foreman and Mike Sawaya, the Riverfront for All project, which is at the end of Esplanade and Elysian Fields. It's going to be spectacular, and it eventually is going to connect all the way down the river, down to Poland Avenue, go around the corner in an area that we call No Man's Land, which curves up into the Industrial Canal. And it's almost going to be like a little mini version of The Fly for people to recreate on and take their dogs on and have a catch. So, yeah, it's a great turnaround of a derelict site.
And, you know, the fact that Bacchanal was able to survive, it will tell you about the power of good wine. Right, you can't hold it down. It's amazing.
What do you want? I can hold it down until I have like a bottle and a half. Then I usually can't hold it down. What do they call it? It's like vino uber alles or something like that.
There it is.
I don't know.
There it is.
Bacchanal is a great place. But how about those residents that have been there on Poland Avenue, having to live with that and look at it?
It's
ridiculous, unfair, unsafe, inhumane. And congrats to everybody.
It's a beautiful area of the river too, right?
It's just
stunningly beautiful through that area. I mean, it's just so great that this is going to take place. Let's jump to turning waste into wealth.
Yeah, this is a kind of a neat project. First of all, it's huge. It's a company called Element USA. They're going to be building an $850 million facility up near Gramercy in the St. John, St. James area. But it's really fascinating what they're doing. So for decades and decades, Noranda, which is now called Atlantic Alumina, has brought bauxite in from Jamaica to make aluminum. That's created this waste that they call red mud that they've never known what to do with. So there are these massive red mud waste piles up there. Well, what Element USA discovered is that this particular red mud from Jamaican bauxite has gallium and scandium in it, two precious metals. And so they now have they were catalyzed by a $30 million grant from the department, from the Defense Department. And now what they're going to be doing is extracting this gallium and scandium from the red mud, so basically reducing this waste product. And then the Department of War is going to use it for ships and F-35 planes and other national defense needs. So it's a really nice kind of win-win on the industrial side, or win-win-win on the environmental side and on the national defense side.
And gallium and scandium, are those rare earth minerals?
Yeah, these are rare earth minerals that I guess are very difficult to get. And for whatever reason, this Jamaican bauxite has it in it. So rather than sourcing it from I assume China or somewhere like that, or Africa, we'd have a domestic supply now. So this also ties into that idea of repatriating our supply chain that we've been doing, trying to do since COVID and under the current administration.
Michael, this really ought to be a day that, or yesterday was a day to celebrate that.
Yeah.
We unveiled the $300 million power complex to provide reliable energy grid power for our drainage pumps. There are those that thought we would never get there, and it looks like we're there.
It looks like we're getting there. We're already getting half of our power for Sewer and Water Board from this new complex. And again, like, no, this is what we should be celebrating. I mean, this is a great moment of coming together. City, state, Sewer and Water Board is taking care of a major need, a need that we've known about since the floods of 2017. And basically now we're going to have a primary power supply from Entergy's grid instead of this collection of power sources that we've, you know, had to date, which include diesel and turbines and a bunch of World War II era rotary frequency changers. So we have going to have a singular reliable source of power for our drainage system. At peak, it can bring on 66 megawatts. We only need about 2/3 of that at peak projected usage. So this should be a total game changer for the reliability of our system and keeping our city dry. This is what we should be celebrating collectively about. It's a big step forward for us.
Well, absolutely. How long have we talked about this?
Almost a decade, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, probably even longer. I mean, because we know what happened in the aftermath of Katrina once we started, analyzing that. We realized some of the challenges that we had, and this one rose to the forefront.
Well, the way I think about it, Newell, is everybody focuses on Katrina, like not everybody internal, but everybody externally. And what I try to explain to people is, no, there are actually multiple ways that water can kill you. So Katrina was surge. And after Katrina, when working with the Army Corps, we built the $15 billion Great Wall of South Louisiana. If a Katrina were to happen tomorrow, we'd be bone dry. The surge that came in, the outfall canals and Mr. Go, they've been closed off. It wouldn't happen. The second way you can get hurt is death from above. It's by rainwater that comes in an intense storm that you can't pump out. This new power complex is addressing that vulnerability in a very specific way. The third way is the river overtopping, but we've got spillways that deal with that. The fourth risk that we're actually dealing with now is saltwater intrusion, which is why I'm so pleased that the mayor-elect is talking about the need to come together regionally and put a collection point above Kenner around St. Charles, where the Mississippi is actually above sea level, and then have a system that we can then use to feed all of the lower parishes. So I feel like we're addressing our biggest vulnerabilities. This was probably one of the most significant recent pieces.
And Michael, you're always on the cutting edge, and I got a text here that I have to read. It says, "Petulant Eruptions would be the perfect title for a Sex Pistols live album."
Yes. Yes. In fact, and I think we might get some Sex Pistols as our next intro music.
There you go. We got to get to a break. We are visiting with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest and a good friend.
Yeah, a good friend, former board chair, now CEO, or president rather, of Limoga, Tommy Foshay, here to discuss the oil lease that we had last week, very successful, and Gulf Coast Energy Day.
And Limoga is Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association, and he actually may not want to join us in a conversation about petulant eruptions, because we'll have oil erupting all over the place, right?
We're not going to talk about Bannergate or whatever you guys have named this morning. We're not going to do it. I'm in Metairie. All the banners look safe out here.
That's so funny. Metairie, your banner's safe out here.
Tommy Foshay, it's good to have you on the show. Good to hear your voice. And before we get started, let me just wish you and your family a happy holiday season, my friend.
Oh, same to you, Noel. I appreciate both of you gentlemen greatly. And yeah, it's that time of year. Let's talk about some good news, some things to celebrate, and then I'll go and spend time with those we love.
So Merry we Christmas finally had an oil lease sale. Tell us about it.
So it's a really big deal. We obviously, you know, I've been on with you many times in the last few years talking about the disruption we saw in the offshore oil and gas industry during the Biden administration. You had really two things happen there. You had a lapse in the five-year offshore leasing plan, and then you had leases that were already on the books, you had a lot of lawsuits taking place by activists to stop oil and gas exploration and drilling. The lease sale we saw last week was mandated via the One Big Beautiful Bill, and really is a first huge step back towards normalcy for the Gulf industry. It's exciting because it's not a one-and-done opportunity, no. It's the first lease sale of many more to come over the next several years. And that's going to be good not only for what it does. You know, it does deliver more energy, and we know that the nation and the world needs more oil and gas. But it begins a predictable pattern so companies can start investing, communities that receive the economic benefits from supporting the offshore industry can start planning, whether you're a local school board member or sheriff or parish president, particularly along in the coastal parishes. You know that economy is going to continue without interruption for the next several years. So the lease sale last week, and I can go into some of the numbers here, but was really a big step forward towards normalcy for one of Louisiana's greatest industries.
When you look at things from a regulatory perspective, whether it's oil or otherwise, you just can't survive in a climate where, you know, the policy is on again, off again, right? I mean, it doesn't work. People need stability.
Yeah. Look, at all levels of government, right, at all levels of government, you need consistency. We talk about the windshield wiper approach of policy changing every 4 years. You can't run a business. You can't really run your house with that type of instability. You really need to know that your predictable policy is going forward. And so, you know, what's interesting, Congress during the debate and the ultimate passage of the bill, the One Big Beautiful Bill.
You there, Tommy? I think we have a little technical difficulty, folks. We're talking with you there, Tommy? Go ahead. We lost you for a second. Let's see. Are you there, Tommy? All right, let's go to a break. We're going to go to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We'll try and get this squared away. It may be a sabotage going on here. Who knows? We'll be right back with Tommy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Tommy Foshi. Welcome back to our continuing coverage of Bannergate, Petulant Eruption, and Drill Baby Drill. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of B&O Inc., and his special guest, Tommy Foshi, President of Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. Got to have a little fun with all of this, guys.
Can't make it up.
Nope.
So, Tommy, we were talking about how important the stability is about the policy moving forward. If you would put it into context, you know, of how long it takes from, like, if you were to buy a lease and out there and you had a strong desire to start drilling, the period of time it would take before you'd ever put, you know, any pipe in the ground.
Now, you make a great point. From the time a lease is awarded by the federal government to the time you actually have product coming out of the ground, I mean, often it's almost 10 years, right? So the companies are aware of what is available. You know, they bid, they're awarded the lease, but then you have to go through a lot of designing, engineering, and actually, you know, construction to be able to take advantage of the resource. And so if you have policy changing every 2 to 4 years and you're working on a 10-year project, it creates a lot of uncertainty. And, you know, no business and it's absolutely true for the oil and gas industry, no business wants that uncertainty. Whether you have a big box store that is selling products or you're producing oil and gas to meet the energy needs of the world, you want demand. You need to know that once you invest and put the capital out there, that you're going to be able to see it all the way through. And so I go back to this step towards normalcy, knowing that we're going to have multiple lease sales, and hopefully, you know, Congress bringing some durability to the system that allows us to have predictability no matter who's in the White House, no matter which party controls Congress, no matter if it shifts every 4 years or not. The durability that was put in place with the legislation passed in Washington this year will hopefully bring some more of that stability. And then look, you know, the flip side of that is from a state level and a local level, hopefully we continue to move forward by putting in place local and state policies that complement the energy opportunities we're seeing out of Washington, you know, predictable tax policy, doing away with unnecessary lawsuits and litigation, you know, creating an opportunity for Louisiana to capitalize on this tremendous moment we have to be not only a national leader in energy production, but a world leader in energy production.
And the nexus to Louisiana, because we're in federal waters, right? We're out there in the outer continental shelf. A lot of that is really about the service side of this industry to the drilling operation, right? So in this particular lease, a lot of these leases were really adjacent to Louisiana.
Right. Look, the entire Gulf industry, you know, the Gulf of America industry, you know, that is a lot of, you know, predominantly in federal waters. These lease sales are awarded by the federal government. But Louisiana is very much the gateway to the Gulf. And when you look at the industry that has been built to service offshore energy production, I mean, Louisiana is just at the, you know, at its peak. I mean, we are providing the technology. We're providing the workforce via, you know, whether you work directly for one of the oil and gas companies, whether you work for one of the supply companies that you know, bring people onshore, offshore. You're a caterer who supplies the rigs to make sure that, you know, those needs are met. I mean, when you go to those coastal parishes in the Bayou region and really across the entire southern part of the state, they too will benefit from the predictability that's now coming because of predictable lease sales. You know, we did our economic impact study at the beginning of the year. When you look at the Bayou region, for example, so you really think of all those parishes south of Highway 90 going, you know, Lafourche, Terrebonne, St. Mary, really going almost all the way up to Lafayette. That region has 62,000 men and women employed by the industry. You know, those are earnings of nearly $5 billion. And that's just one region. Their economic success is directly tied to predictable offshore leasing. And then beyond that, they've been able to build, and Michael, you know, has talked about this at length, they've been able to build expertise that we have been able to export around the world. Louisiana companies are often called on to take their knowledge and expertise of building and servicing the oil and gas industry off the coast of many nations around the world. That is tremendous for our state and for our economy.
Yeah, Michael, I don't know if you had anything you wanted to add, but I mean, it's just good to see that this is coming back. I had a conversation real quick, Tommy, the other day with someone that they were confused about, you know, and they're saying, why does it take so long these days? I said, well, you're thinking back to when they were doing brown water drilling in very shallow water. The complexity of that next to blue water drilling, they're not even in the same sphere. I mean, the delta between those two activities is huge.
Yeah, we're going miles below the surface of the water. And look, you know, I had a conversation similar to that last week. You know, as we were concerned about the lapse in leasing over the past 4 years, the industry was still figuring out how to go deeper, how to do more with the leases they already had. But at the same time, yes, it does It is an intense, it is not a simple industry, but we have some of the world leaders who call Louisiana home, call the Gulf of America home, and, you know, they are doing this at a time when we know the world is going to need more oil and gas for the foreseeable future, definitely the next 25 plus years, some say as much as 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the thing that was impressed upon me, or that impressed me when we had our energy day, was just the vibe in the room. I mean, it felt more like people coming together for the NBA draft than a bunch of, you know, oil and gas executives from around the Gulf South coming together to do a lease sale. There's just an excitement that we're getting back in it. And there's a level of innovation that's occurring, to your point, Noel, to allow us to put these rigs in 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 feet of water that we've never seen before. Probably my favorite project among, not my favorite, one of my favorite projects amongst these is LLOG out of Covington have an asset they call Salamanca, where they actually bought a former Gulf of Mexico production facility from Anadarko, which was called Independence Hub, and they refurbished it. So in doing that, they saved all of the expense and the environmental impact of having to fabricate a totally new asset. They used an old one. They recycled it. And that's going in, I think, 6,500 feet of water in the middle of the Gulf.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible what they're able to do. And I know there's been some hiccups historically, but for the most part, without incident, right? And in a very complex field, for sure.
No, that's right. Sometimes, Noel, I look at that two-on, two-off schedule that the Roughnecks get to be on. I'm like, would that be all that bad?
Yeah, Michael the Roughneck. That's the next episode of Landman.
Yeah, yeah, that would be petulant eruption at its best, for sure.
Petulant destruction.
Destruction. Yeah, much better. Tommy Fauché, President, Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back with Michael Hecht's final thoughts. Folks, stay with us. And we have a special gift offering. If you'd like our Bannergate Petulant Eruption bumper sticker, you can call 555-4755. And we'll be Michael Hecht and I will be providing those in the very near future. Your thought, Michael, on our new marketing initiative?
Well, you know, I mean, all kidding aside, and you have to laugh about it. I think.
Don't you love when I do this to you? Tell the truth. You love when I do this to you, don't you?
I do. But it's this combination of masochism, low self-esteem, and early childhood trauma that leads me to enjoy it. I should probably be in therapy rather than being on the radio with you. I think we're going to have a fantastic 2026. I mean, who knows what it's going to bring. Every day is a new one, but I have not seen this level of energy and alignment top to bottom in the state in a long time. And so I just would encourage everybody to lean in. Let's make hay while the sun shines, because I think we can have a very, very productive couple of years in front of us. At every level, taking care of a lot of old unfinished business and doing stuff that's visionary for the future. Again, this Riverfront for All project that I toured yesterday, it's going to be instantly one of the most well-known parks in the country. It's just going to be when it's all completed, 2 miles contiguous along the river, right at that beautiful bend where if we could drop a Sydney Opera House there and the Coast Guard would let us, we would do it. I don't know. I'm looking out at charity that's going to get redone. NSA got its financing. Heck, we might even get Plaza Tower done over the next couple of years.
Yeah, that would be great. And I did want to mention the NOE, because that's going to be in roughly the first quarter of next year, right? New Orleans Entrepreneur Week. It's always a huge success and is very critical to a lot of what you guys are doing. Be running March 9th through the 14th across New Orleans. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's become an iconic annual event for us, kind of celebrating the culture of entrepreneurship, and it just continues to broaden. Now they're going to include hospitality, creative industries, social impact. And so if you go to the Idea Village website, you can actually register now. They just open registration. And I believe that they're going to be having a Noe Night celebration that's going to be free for the first 200 registrants by the end of the year. So get on. You get a free celebration on March 13th, courtesy of Idea Village, Loyola University, and their partners.
And the reason I wanted to mention it, because I want to ask, you know, I find it interesting that y'all are breaking out in kind of new silos here. And I love it at this point in time, because I think it's just going to create a lot more momentum.
It creates more momentum, more diversity. And I just think it's just actually more accurate there. You know, there's more to entrepreneurship than apps that let you, you know, order food faster. We have so much that's going on in food here. We're making breakthroughs with Auctioner and LCMC and healthcare. So I think it's the right way to broaden our focus explicitly.
Well, Michael, it's been a lot of fun today. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And to you and your family, have an incredible holiday season, because I think we're next up on the 24th, so we will not be seeing each other, because Santa has bumped your slot.
So. Hey, man, look, I understand the hierarchy. And, Newell, thank you for hanging with us on such a dynamic year. And all the best wishes to you and your family, and all blessings.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.